Welcome to the new podcast. Today we will discuss about several things. So we will speak about Anki. We will speak about routine and importance of the group. We will speak about the last letter in the word in English, like the opposite of vowel. So I suppose that it's consonant, but it's in French consonant. So I will check. So vowel, so consonant. What is the opposite? The opposite of consonant is consonant. Then we speak about be strategic when you are doing when you are pushing yourself. Use your energy at the best moment. And then a business part, by reflecting on the reference code to gain money. So first, hello everybody, my day was pretty well because I don't have any class and so I can manage as I want my time. Tomorrow will be challenging because I need to take notes about the next meeting I will have. I'm gonna have Thursday, so it will be about the course called Four Through and On or In Design, something like this. But the most important is that I'm a bit like late for my work. I need to be strategic to get the main information. And I will say Thursday if with my energy I could be efficient and relevant. So let's begin. So tomorrow will be a testing day. So we'll begin with the program of today. So I wrote as quick as you can, set your routine. Yeah, because I see just today that when you are like you have a specific schedule every day for a specific thing, you will be like automatic for the part of reflection about is it very good to do it extra. If you have already put a schedule for your day, you know that it's already important. So you will be like automatic, and it's what was happening today. Because I wanted to work my English, and I did each course with a big concentration, without any like surrounding thoughts. So put your routine as quick as possible, then modify it throughout the time when you see that something is better than this, etc. When you see that this one is bad habit and this thing is a good habit, and maybe you have to take this, I don't know, scientific tips in account, etc. And do not forget, yes, to be open to every opportunities. To not opt for the things just because you are in comfort, you have the habit to do this schedule. Go to the extra mile also, so you are doing your habit. Sometimes push yourself further in order to get like a new material to shape after that. Like you will be ready for new things, like to modify your plan. And then Anki is the key for most of your problem in English. So yeah, I need to do flashcards on Anki, and I think it's the best way to learn the English for many reasons that I don't want to develop now. Then don't forget to pronounce your consonant in English and especially at the end of the world, but also during throughout the world, because sometimes I notice that you forget to I forget to pronounce it correctly, so sometimes you're just hearing the vowels. And then another tips is about use the synergy group to progress, yeah, because I thought that it's important to have like a good network, good persons that have the same like how could I say like that are also optimists and have a strong goal in mind. They know that what I need to do, and they are like open to improve themselves. So from them you will benefit a lot. Then I did a link between so use strategically your energy. Use it when you see that it's important, because don't forget that energy, it's like a thing that you have to save and to use at a strategic time, because the energy is a resource that is not infinite, that is not unlimited. So during the day, manage your stress and by just taking time to reflect, to think to nothing, also to push your process of learning. Then the next point is about referential code. So think about the refreshment of your referential codes in order maybe to make a little business and to save money, like doing passive money. Maybe think about using ChatGPT to put keywords that will help you to be well referenced. I don't know how to pronounce that, but so to recap, set a routine as soon as possible, then be open to many to opt your to optimize your routine throughout the time by go to extra miles, by going to extra miles, but also by being open to any opportunities. Then save your energy and use it strategically. Use your free time to save your save. Just relax and help your learning process. Use the synergy group that will boost also your testosterone and will help you to progress, to improve yourself a lot. But be careful at your network. Don't forget the consonant when you are speaking in English. And yeah, just it's yeah, it's the main point. So be strategic with your energy. Be careful with your network. Be open to any activities, I mean any opportunities. Be open to different mindsets, to different person. You will get many things for you, and you will return them a lot of good things. Go to extra mile, like push yourself as much as you can during each important activities. but don't lose your energy. So, for example, during your free time, be relaxed. And so, yes, that's it. I think it's a very good conclusion of the day. I learned many things, and I need to continuously to practice English by speaking and also by taking the habit to relax in order to have a clear mental when I'm speaking. And you know that you have already took so many risks by speaking quickly without any reflection. So now it's time to breathe. And I think it's a good conclusion for this podcast. So thank you for the potential listener, and see you tomorrow. Bye bye.